Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And on the site Infowars.com, says Infowars Stream, we re-air the broadcast seconds after it ends each day in a continual loop, so you can tune in whenever you like at Infowars.com and hear the program starting from its beginning every 3 hours. Okay, we got a guest coming on who I'll describe and tell you about after this break that's coming up. I've been getting into government-sponsored terror. Fox News did amazingly pick up on my alert saying that I'm predicting that, yes, we'll have another massive stage terror attack on the order of 9/11 or greater in England or the U.S. by late October unless we scream bloody murder and expose this fact. And I'm telling you, I've seen you guys go to work. You gals go to work out there. You're having a huge effect. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep educating people about it, and we may be able to stop it. We may be able to stop it. In fact, I want to go into some analysis of this later, what I see shaping up in the Middle East, what I see Israel's offensive stalling doing. That's coming up. But right now I'm told David in Canada disagrees with me, so he'll go to the head of the line. Go ahead, David.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
I'm not calling to bash you or...
Look, I don't care, sir. I don't care.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, you often bring up the example of Operation Northwoods, the example of the U.S. plan to kill its own citizens, right, in a qualified terror attack?
Yes, sir.
But I went on the Internet, and I bring up the documents, and I read it, and I read it carefully. In all the examples, it would have been a drone ship, or they would have switched the plane in the air with a drone aircraft that looked like the one they're planning to blow up. So I just wanted...
That's not true.
Well,
They say they can shoot Marines, bomb U.S. cities... In one of the descriptions, they say that they, with the aircraft description, that yes, they would stage it, have CIA officers get on board, land it, and have another plane with tail numbers shot down and claim that young people died aboard, causing a helpful wave of national indignation.
And mock funerals and all that stuff, right? Okay.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, sir. I'm going to stop you right there. What is your point? Are you saying that there is not an official U.S. government plan that described carrying out 9/11 style attacks?
No. Basically, all I'm saying is that in the past, I've showed people the documentary, right, and they've argued with me saying, see, Alex Jones is a liar. I'm saying, well, you're not a liar, so I'm just trying to allow you to say that it's more of an example of the government is capable of creating false flag attacks, that's all.
Well, that's what I say. What am I saying? I'm saying there's a government document that wasn't just a war game. It was an operational plan they tried to implement, in which evidence shows they did implement piecemeal. USS Liberty 67, Gulf of Tonkin 64. So many of these events, sir. And then there's all the declassified admissions of where our government did carry out terror attacks. So your friends that want to live in denial... If anyone could read Northwoods and then claim I'm lying, they are deluding themselves. They're delusional on purpose, and we can't help them. I suggest you move on and let the dead bury the dead.
Okay. Also, I also have a question for you, too.
Yes, go ahead.
Why is it that you think, why is it that the BBC media will report a story that the American media won't cover? Like, wouldn't you think the BBC would be just as censored as the American media would be?
Well, it's more complex than that. They're a world news outlet, so they have to have a little more information or foreign audiences will not watch it. Number two, BBC does lie about a lot of domestic stuff, but then they'll report truthfully on a lot of foreign stuff because the domestic audiences are not seeing it predominantly in the United States. So they do that for credibility. So there's a lot of different reasons for that.
Okay, well, that was all. I just want to clarify that with you.
Hey, I appreciate, I really do appreciate your call, sir. So I don't, again, Operation Northwoods is what it is, and I would just encourage people to go read it for themselves. Normally what neocons do is they just deny it even exists. And roll their eyes and, you know, say you're crazy. That's what's in Northwoods, and all the time we talk about the changing planes, and that's what's in there. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful Black Berkey elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For several years, I've heard him do radio interviews. I've seen some of his work, read some of his articles. And I thought he'd be a great individual to have on for really about an hour and a half with us today. We'll have open phones coming up next hour. Maybe even some this hour for those that are patiently holding. Alan Watt is a longtime researcher into the cost of forces behind major changes in historical development. Born in Scotland, he watched the subtleties of politics and media as they guided the population of the UK covertly into the European amalgamation. That's right, Europeans didn't know it was an EU until it was too late. He has been warning about the North American Union. He's been warning the North American people for some years now that the same process of amalgamation is being carried out. With historical documentation, he shows how cultures are being created and altered by those in control. And, again, he's an amazing individual. He's got CDs and DVDs on the topic, and we have links over to his website on InfoWars.com right now. And I want to get Alan to tell us about himself, and I want to get his take, which I know will mirror mine because he's right online, or I guess my view would mirror his. I've heard him already speak on it in the last week, on these fake terror alerts, on the attempt to push us into World War III, who the globalists are, how this operation is being conducted, and ways to try to fight back against it. Mr. Watt, it's good to have you on with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah. It's interesting because the techniques of creating terror are nothing new in order to get populations to submit, and it's been done since the days of ancient Rome. They were experts at it, always terrorizing the public and then setting their own troops on the public to terrify them even more under the guise of safety, and it took all the rights from them over and over again. So it's a science. This is a science, generally or loosely called fascism, and it's been done all down through the centuries, and it's taught at some of the elite schools. These are sciences taught to diplomats and so on. Yeah.
Well, it certainly is. Give us your analysis on the latest string of arrests, headlines like baby bombers. Then you read deeper, they admit that there was no plan to blow up a baby, but the general public still parrots it, how they basically get us to identify with our sitcom heroes. I want to go through just some of the basics of the mind control we're under, who's behind it, and what their master plan is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the BBC did a documentary about 3 years ago on London, and primarily on the Islamic population of immigrants there. And it was to do with the monitoring of the internet. And they knew there was young guys, naturally, who young guys are easily led to get angry when they think their culture's under attack, which it certainly is. And they were all chatting on the internet about doing something or what could they do. And they hadn't even mentioned violence. And so the ones who were monitoring them, the security agencies, supplied them with leaders that joined them in these chat rooms and eventually led them right into the very situation they'd never thought of getting into.
Now, let's be clear. Whether it's Miami or Toronto or London, it's a repeat over and over again. In some cases, mentally retarded street children being led by FBI, MI6, MI5, Mossad. And this always comes out in the papers, but it's in the back of the paper.
It's in the back of the papers, and then it doesn't matter because the effect is already taken on the public. They've heard their propaganda, and the effect stays. The terror, the initial fear stays with them. This is psychology. So the initial fear stays with them, even though it's later exposed as being a hoax. It's all a science, as I say. But the same thing in Canada, where teenagers were chatting on the internet, the RCMP, basically, as far as I can see, supplied them with a leader. They gave this little group of guys, teenagers, it was fertilizer to make a bomb. And then as soon as they delivered 3 tons of it to them, the RCMP arrested them and then shouted, terrorism, terrorism. And this is how it's done. It's provocateurs, and it's a standard technique they've used down through history. Yeah.
Well, it is. And then in some cases, they actually arrest their own agents. There's no group. And then a month later, it's in, you know, buried in some news wire that, oh, that bust in Pakistan, that was really a CIA officer. But they arrested him and had the news story as a cover to bring him back in. And there wasn't any alert to begin with. So there's also those cases. Then there's cases where they are actually able to provocateur people into carrying out attacks. Then there's separate cases where the government itself carries out the attacks and literally goes and then arrests one or two true patsies.
Yes, and even here in Canada on the CBC, which is the government station, like the BBC, they did an expose on the Oklahoma City bombing at one time. And what they showed was the first trade world bombing, in fact, the first bombing that went on. People have forgotten about it. But it turned out that, sure enough, the FBI had been training some Arabs to make this bomb, a bunch of bombs, and one of the Arabs suspected he was being handled by the CIA and set up. So he taped his meetings with his handler. And when he went into court charged with making the bomb, he played the tape, and that's what got him off. Because he said right on the tape, he said, you don't want us to make a real bomb, surely. And the FBI guy said, oh, yeah, we do.
Well, it's now come out. It's a big headline on PrisonPlanet.com, buried in the mainstream news. They admit that MI5 and 6 wanted to give them real bombs and let them go ahead and carry it out. But that the group could never get to that point because it was totally provocateur and wasn't real. I mean, I was listening to local talk radio yesterday, and people were calling in talking about hanging and killing lobbyists. And, of course, they didn't mean it, but if the government wanted to, they could trace that and arrest them and claim they'd foiled another major terror attack.
Definitely. And this is an age where you got to be careful how you phrase things. And even jest, you've got to be very careful because it can be used against you. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. What do you see happening in terms of attacks on Iran and Syria? It's now come out in the New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, an impeccable source, that White House sources have reported that Dick Cheney basically gave Israel the go-ahead and the order to attack Lebanon and said do it soon, and that it indeed is for the elections in an attempt to, quote, be a curtain raiser on the beginning of a full-scale war with Iran and Syria.
There's no doubt. That was all done and published by the New American Century, the Project for a New American Century, by this coterie of instigators. They published it before the 9/11 2001 attack. So they gave us the format of Afghanistan, then Iraq, then Iran, then Syria, etc. They're standardizing the whole world into the one system. And anyone who holds out, be it a Bosnia or any country in the Middle East, they must be brought under the same central banking, so-called democratic system that we're all under. And that's what it's about. They're standardizing the world. Yeah.
They are. The programs have the exact same names in Canada, New Zealand, England as we have in the U.S. They're handing over the infrastructure to foreign companies, including the roads. And that means when these non-governmental bodies are created, they then give governmental power to them, folks, and there's no checks and balances. Due process is being erased. The police are being militarized against the people. I want to get more into terror, more into what we're facing right now, but let me ask you, Alan Watt. I don't know if you've heard of my prediction, but back before 9/11, I said they're probably going to attack the World Trade Center. They'll try to blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. Call the White House, tell them don't do it. I've now made my second prediction that we'll see a major terror attack in the next 2 months unless we all really get the word out and expose this. And even Fox News has now covered my prediction. I wanted to get your take on this. Do you think we're in a prime danger window for a major event?
There's no doubt. These guys will go to any means, any lengths to get this through, and if it means terrorizing the public into it with their very lives, through their lives, they will do so. There's nothing they will not do to get their way. They cannot go back now on their agenda. It's been so far in the planning, so long in the planning, and it's, I always say when the axeman's axe is halfway down, they can't pull it back. They can't backtrack now. It's all or nothing for them. And whatever it takes is what they'll do. Yeah.
Now, for listeners that just joined us, we're going to get into some of the more esoteric roots of this, the history of it, briefly, who the New World Order is, are, what their plans are. And then I want to look at the way they implement this, the published admissions of mass mind control through the culture, through the television, through role modeling, because we are, you know, mammals, and they use the techniques that, you know, mammals are based on, the kind of pack tribe mentality to control us. That is mind control, folks, not the classic, you know, electrodes to your head and LSD. Really, the more sophisticated mind control is peer pressure. It is cultural. I want to get into that with Alan Watt, who's really an expert on that, and tell you about his website and some other issues. And then I want to get into solutions with him as well. But before we go any further, Alan, why don't you tell folks about your website?
Yes, you can look at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where I have lots of interviews there for free. You can download. And I also have some things for sale, some information, DVDs, CDs, some books, which helped explain and deprogram the reader or the listener as they're going through it. That's what I attempt to do, is to deprogram them from their conditioning and bring them into the true reality they're living in.
Well, I call it imperial conditioning. You notice countries that have been under a corrupt system, an aristocracy for a while, have the same submissive traits. Mm-hmm. Look at the Brits and the Japanese, you know, the head bowing, the submissive accent, the going along to get along. This really is imperial conditioning, isn't it?
It is, again, based upon tribal instincts, which are exaggerated and understood and used against the populace. Their very instincts for tribalism are used against them, yeah.
Exactly. And then men have facsimiles of warfare, facsimiles of being men. You go watch a football game and are a spectator, when even the event itself isn't true warfare. It itself is an android, a facsimile.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Later in the hour, I'll get into this report. Dominican Today, President Chavez, U.S. governed by genocidal mafia that violates human rights. Alan Watt is really an expert on the New World Order, and I want to give him some time to run here and get into it. But, Alan, I want to get into the history, as I mentioned, and then what their master plan is. But first off, we have all the thousands of admissions of nerve-gassing troops, radiating babies, giving pregnant GIs, wives, uranium pills, all declassified, radiating 110,000 Jewish children, not in Nazi Germany, but in Israel, with U.S. funding. The elite believe in survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. They really believe, as you know well, I'd like you to elaborate on this, that the end justifies the means. It's really a sick psychological salve of we can kill whoever we want because we're the grand architects and we know best and got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Then you've got the naive population, whereas 50 years ago, Americans knew government was corrupt, couldn't be trusted, 60, 70 years ago. Now, a lot of people just say, no, government doesn't do bad, and I mean, it's like they've driven the survival instinct out of us. And the people, I see them like a bunch of blind guinea pigs, not even aware of the fact that they're curled up next to a huge boa constrictor. Alan Watt?
Yeah, well, you see, they've been domesticated scientifically. And you can find the proof of this in writings of men like Bertrand Russell, who was a British lord, and who was put out in the forefront to guide the elite themselves and to recruit many students to universities across the planet into helping create this world order they're bringing into view. It's a world where the intellectual elite have the right to rule the lessers, as they say. And he talked about methods of conditioning the general public. He was given his own schools to practice in England. And he practiced mixed schooling. He practiced schooling with promoting pre-puberty sexual activity amongst the students to see what the outcome would be, because the ultimate goal was to destroy the last vestige of the tribe, which was marriage itself. And once they had done that and they found their findings could be implemented through fiction, through movies, through drama, and the public always emulates their drama, then they could actually destroy the old to bring in the new.
Now that's key. That's key. That's key. Yeah. On these TV shows, they'll have a hero who's cool and great and everybody admires, and then over the next few years, he will change, and so you can get a big strapping, say, man to then see his hero become a homosexual, and suddenly he likes that.
And they're
doing this scientifically. So let's start at the beginning. Who is the New World Order? What are we facing? Let's go through how they've orchestrated this. I know you get into Huxley, one of the few people I know who actually talks about that speech. I've played it here from 62, where he talked about how he'd been in the laboratories with the wires hooked into people's brains, how they were going to do all this to us. I mean, folks, this is really the plan. Go over it for us.
Well, you can go way back into the English Revolution and the aftermath of the English Revolution and what came out of there. Where they brought in what they called democracy, but it was only for a nobility class, not for the general public. And you find the writings of John Dee, who was a big worker in the scientific program. And what they did at that time in the court of Queen Elizabeth, which was the first openly Kabbalistic court, they adopted the Kabbalah into Christianity and called it a new mystical Christianity. And they coined the term the British Empire. The British Empire was an empire that was spread across the whole globe under the guise of free trade. And this is in the 1500s. And they said that they would set up a duplicate of themselves to govern the public within every country. Any country which would not join, they would simply eradicate by warfare, or they would put embargoes on them so they couldn't trade at all. And they've been very successful working down through the centuries towards this goal. Yeah.
Well, you're right, and we're talking about economic warfare. They come in, they openly pay off your politician, they give him $1 billion, say of $18 billion if it's Nigeria. They openly don't pay it back. The politician signs over the population, the forests, the factories, the roads, and then they literally get the whole country for credit they created on a computer ballot sheet out of zeros and ones, and now they're doing it to the U.S.
Yes, and every time, I've noticed too, even in the music industry, they bring forth certain heroes once in a while, well known to the teenagers, and they'll go to prime ministers and presidents and ask for third world loans to be negated, and everybody cheers, thinking this is wonderful, it will help the poor third world countries. But what you fail to realize is every 5 years your governments loan this money out. They borrow it first from the World Bank. They loan it out to those countries, and when it's written off, you, the citizen of the country, like Canada or the U.S., you're the guarantor.
But it's worse. You're right. This is all official. Yep. This is all admitted. It's much worse, and I'll tell people how it's worse when we get back. The final little part of the equation that Alan Watt was just bringing up. You pay for it, then something else happens.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go back to Alan Watt, our guest, and later we're going to open the phones up. I've listened to Mr. Watt. I've researched his work for several years, and he's basically found the same things I've discovered. He's more articulate in some respects. That's why we have him on with us today, because I get upset about this. I mean, to openly read elites publishing textbooks, writing autobiographies, I mean presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, calling us slaves, talking about how they use animal psychology, Conrad Lorenz type stuff on us, to see them, and then to see the public giggling and laughing at people like Alan Watt and myself who try to warn them. I'm like, hey, here they are calling you slaves. Hey, they're going to break up your families. They're going to do all these horrible things to us because they're threatened by the family. They're threatened by you owing allegiance to your family. They're threatened by your culture. I don't care if it's a Mexican culture or an American culture or a British culture or Scottish culture or Chinese culture. Globalism is about destroying that and replacing it with this new elite, aristocratic, technocrat culture with one-child policies if you're lucky, forced sterilization, bioethics, you know it as eugenics. I mean, these are cold-blooded people. They're on serious power trips. They talk about survival of the fittest, but normally they're inbred, they're mentally ill. A lot of these elitists end up in mental institutions. These really are spoiled, rotten scum. But they have been focused, and they are intelligent, and they are ravaging our society. That's why it's important to go to Infowars.com and get my new film, Terror Storm, because it exposes government-sponsored terror like no other film I've ever seen. Kurt Nemo, syndicated columnist and blogger, calls it the DVD of the resistance. In fact, let me grab the DVD. It's got it on the back. Dylan Avery says, Terror Storm sets a new standard in documentary filmmaking. Alex Jones knocks it out of the park yet again. Dylan Avery of Loose Change, second edition, the director. Again, I'm not tooting my own horn. I spent a year making this film, traveled all over the world, traveled to England, traveled to other cities in the U.S. to make it. The history of government-sponsored terror, 9/11, 7/7 bombings, it's all documented. It's such an important film. Go to Infowars.com. Get your copy. The official final version is here with the 66 minutes of extras. It's 112 minutes long, the film itself. Almost 2 hours, and then 66 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium. Four-camera shoots, really well done. You need to have this film. Terror Storm is out. Again, Infowars.com, or call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I have signed a distribution deal where this will be in almost every major store in the country, barring stuff like Walmart, and because they won't have anti-New World Order stuff in there. But by late October, it'll be in thousands of stores. So that's how good this film is. I didn't even shop it for a big national distributor. They came to me because it really is a good film. You need to get it now, ladies and gentlemen, at Infowars.com, or see it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. That allows us just to pay for the bandwidth. Going back to Alan Watt. Alan, I'm going to try to control myself here. You bring up so many points, and then I want to comment on it. But let's get into the history, who these players are, go through the science, go through how they published it, how they admit they're doing it, knowing that the dumbed-down public isn't reading industry publications and scientific psychology reports commissioned by the Defense Department, the Ministry of Defense in England. Let's run through it and then get into their master plan. But first, my question to you, you know, when I talk about the frustration, the anger of seeing zombie-like fellow humans who've been turned into really facsimiles of free men, who've been turned basically, and I mean this figuratively, into these androids, who are totally programmed to the point of just being bestial creatures that just feed their lowest animal centers, not knowing that there is a whole other world out there for them. I see the elite robbing the entire society of its intellect and thus robbing the group mind of its intellect. This is a crime that is just unspeakable. These guys are soul suckers. Will you give me your take on that?
Yeah, they are, because they've always looked upon the masses as a separate entity, building material which they can manipulate and use and rebuild and destroy when need be. They've never looked upon the general population. And so that's why they call them commoners. Commoners pick their own mates. They don't have them selected through genealogies and matched up for certain qualities. So they're called commoners, you see. And this has always been behind this elitist movement. Even the ones who pretended they were the leftists in history and who were put out there to really steer the masses into particular directions which would bring them further into this new world order, they were all working for the same elitists, in fact. We find that the beginnings of this social fascist movement back in the 18th century being written about by guys like St. Simon. And he laid the foundations, which later became Marxism. And the only difference is, though, he combined fascism with it. And he said, at the very top, we must have those in control who are used to dealing with economy, and so bankers will be the executive branch of this new world system. So this is what Marxism and all the other isms were based on that came later. It's a form of a science which they created back in the 18th century. Yeah.
Let's go into the 19th century, the 20th century, the Edward Bernays, people like that. Let's go through the Tavistock Institute, how they interlock in to the real governments of England, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, let's run through how they're using television, how they're using media, who we're really dealing with, and then maybe go through some of the tricks they use so people can recognize this when they're watching television.
Yeah, well, with television, really was the great breakthrough, but radio before it was immediately recognized to be a fantastic propaganda tool. And the BBC International was the first to come out for that purpose, in fact, in World War One. And they realized they could hook in listeners every day with drama, especially a serial-type drama, which would leave you at the end of the hour with a cliffhanger, so they would tune in the next day at the same time to hear what happened to their hero. And those stories in those days were geared at soldiers, young men. Now, every young boy wants to be a hero. That's another tribal instinct which they use. And so the heroes were always young men who would end up going to war with Germany. Britain was losing so many of its population in that war, they had to get recruits in fast. And so through the dramas on the BBC, they found they could stimulate young men to join up and try to become these heroes. And they also created a movement where the females, if their boyfriends would not join up, would wear openly in public a white feather in their hats, and that brought disgrace upon the boyfriend. So they used coercion to get the men into war.
Exactly. Once we're living under the New World Order fully, literally, the heroes will all be big thugs with black ski masks and helmets. They'll show succulent, luscious women all over television worshiping them, and then your girlfriends will leave you. They will report on you. They will fall to the knees and literally lick boots. That's the power of this. And, folks, it's all a facsimile. It's all a fraud. Who cares about friends on television? Who cares about stupid sitcom stars? Who cares about all that garbage? You're buying into a literal illusion. Go ahead.
Well, again, we can trace all of this back to ancient Greece, where the philosophers wrote about the structure and creation of cultures. And Plato put it in his book, The Republic, which was to be a utopia for an elite group in the future, where a guardian class would basically rule the world. This guardian class exists today. They are the elites of the world, of every culture and nationality, one big club, and that they would employ the lesser class beneath them, certain ones, to form a giant bureaucratic class and a military class. And Plato even said, this is 2,300 years ago, Plato said towards the end they would bring in the females into the military as well. The females in the military would breed with the military men, and they would produce military offspring that would be trained. So it was selective breeding for specific purposes, which was perfectly understood 2,300 years ago.
And understand, folks, the Greeks would literally just sit around 24 hours a day trying to come up with different plans and systems for society. And the Greeks, at that point, of course, had hit their crest, and they were a military camp, a military-style society. And all of this just got picked up, and it's being used today. So understand that, we'll get into science fiction later and how it's been used as a control mechanism, but In that description in War of the Worlds, where the author is talking about the Martians looking at us like amoebas in a petri dish, coldly calculating their designs, he wrote a nonfiction book, H.G. Wells, titled The New World Order, where he talked about us like that in political terms. So that's really kind of an inside joke. It's like when he wrote The Time Machine, you've got the Morlocks who feed on the mindless, what are they, Elohim. And again, this is the same analogy of what the elite's doing. And I would point out that this is not a guardian class. This is a cancerous, oppressive, inbred, psychopathic class. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, that's true, and again, going back to Plato, which ties in with that very thing, Plato described the traveling theaters that came into Greece and traveled around the major cities, and it was law at that time that everybody had to attend at least once, including the slaves. And that is where Plato himself used these terms. He says, because that is where the people will emulate the drama they see portrayed on stage. They copy the actions They will act like the actress, the heroine, or the hero. And he said that's also intensified through the use of music and the fashion industry. Those were his words. So these are all part of culture creation. He said nothing is allowed to come up from the grassroots, because if it did, the elite would lose control. So anything that happens in culture is actually authorized from the top. That goes too for the flooding of Britain and the U.S. with drugs back in the 60s. That was authorized from the top.
Oh, and then every time you look at it, it's the government introducing LSD. The TV shows and the dramas make it look stylish to use drugs. You know, the cops come after you, but they're really good-looking girls, and the good-looking guys are on it, and it's really cutting-edge to do it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Britain, who was right into India, long before that, studied the Brahmins intensely, because the Brahmins had held India under the sway for thousands of years with a perfect caste system incorporated into a religious system where even the guys at the bottom really believed they deserved to be there because that was their bad karma. It was a beautiful system. So this also was brought in, these techniques were brought into this new system. And we find in the writings of Carl Quigley, he said that the system coming in for the New World Order will be a new type of feudalism and a caste system, a perfect caste system.
Well, that's what they're doing right now. And so does it frustrate you to just be like at the shopping mall or walking down the street? I know you live out in the country, but to be around that and just to see the people, I mean, I look at photographs of, say, my forebears 100 years ago, 70 years ago. Their eyes all looked intensely intelligent and were sparkling. And I look at other photos of, folks 100 years ago, and they look so intelligent. And I read newspapers from 100 years ago. There are words in there, half of them I can't read, and I'm pretty smart. And then I look at the eyes of people today. So many of them are dead, Alan.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is, and I have no doubt about this, and it's horrific to really understand, and the more you read about it, the more horrific it becomes. But you've got to steel yourself to even go into these books. But you read books like Charles Galton Darwin's The Next Million Years. Now, that's quite a boast to begin with. But he talks about methods of sterilizing the populations, dumbing them down through drugs and even hormone alterations in their body. And I think they have been doing this. I think they've actually been pretty successful. They've dropped the standard IQ, which is innate when you're born, across the world since inoculations, and especially since 1950. They've been dropping the points in the IQ score, and now we have a new normal, which is about 5 points lower, the same test, than it was 30 years ago.
Well, we know
that doesn't happen by itself.
You're right. I mean, it's an innate programming in the brain, and they're damaging the operating system. Well, cancer is up, everything's up, and then we can get their own documents where they're caught putting sterilization hormones in the tetanus shots, and then still the public goes out and rolls their sleeves up.
Yeah, what's even more frightening is you can go back to the League of Nations, which, like the Phoenix, transformed into the United Nations, and they have a Department of Population Control, and Arthur Koestler, who wrote The Ghost in the Machine, worked for them. And think tanks on ways to literally physically target specific parts of the brain, which would lobotomize those parts of the brain, which give you your self-preservation and instincts and individuality, your survival mechanisms. He said the public will not need them anymore because the state will be making all their decisions for them. And I think that's what the inoculations have really been doing.
And for those who don't know, you are innately designed to be warlike and aggressive because there's normally a tribe over the hill that's trying to dominate you, or the elements, or the wildlife. And so men have this hard-driving charge, and the elite are threatened by that in business, because business is war. And they know that if you're not dumbed down and controlled and intoxified, you're going to go out and wage economic war on them, and you're going to develop new elites that threaten them. So really, I describe the globalists like a lion going into the pride and trying to eat the baby male cubs because he's threatened by them. Male grizzlies do that, too. And
yeah.
So a lot of bird species do it. So what we have is the elite literally mass-culling, just like in Brave New World, which Huxley admitted was real plans they had. Of course, his brother ran UNESCO's system at the UN, where, and in 33, he wrote a book about genetic engineering and X-raying the eggs to dumb down the subclass. This is all really being done. The question is, when people are hearing this right now, will they be able to face the horror, sir, and go research this and find out we're telling them the truth?
Yes, the ones who can. I always tell people, if you're after the truth, make sure you really are, because it's hard to handle. And you have to be able to cope with it, because it's a horror show. You wake out of the dream into a nightmare, and that's what this is all about. Reality at the moment is a nightmare. It's a manipulated, scientifically controlled nightmare. And they have been doing this with the public. They weren't talking about culling the population, giving them crippling diseases, targeting specific areas of the brain. They've actually been doing it for quite some time.
You're right. Earlier...
Yeah.
Earlier I said I'd give the answer to the IMF and the World Bank, how they loan the money out and then forgive the debts that we've backed up. And I said that's part of the equation. I didn't finish up with the final equation. And I'll make myself remember when we get back. I will tell you how that works with our amazing guest. He'll be with us in the third hour as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Alan Watts, our guest. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thousand years ago in Egypt and Babylon, they had very specific caste systems, elite bureaucracies that control the populations. Can you imagine what the elite has in place today? Well, they've written about it, they've bragged about it, they talk about it. And their conditioning is so good that whereas a slave in a mud pit in ancient Israel or in ancient Egypt would know that there was an oppressive government dominating them, today the general public still has been taught to giggle at a discussion of an elite even existing. While the elites publish books that are available at major bookstores calling us slaves. Because they know only other wannabe elitists. This is how it works. You know, they have the masters in England and Europe. They have duplicates here in the U.S. and smaller duplicates down to the county level. You will hear the same, we need to get rid of the population and we know best and we've always ordered society. You will hear that down at a Save Our Springs environmentalist meeting. You will hear that at a UT, University of Texas board meeting. You will hear it as above, so below in their whole Masonic nomenclature. And Alan Watt is our guest. We have links to his website on Infowars.com. Let's get into Aldous Huxley. You know, he was one of their futurists. But before we get into that, explain how by controlling the futurists, by crafting through science fiction and television and movies what the future will be, they are really able to guide and control the future by creating these foregone conclusions or these self-fulfilling fantasies, basically.
Yeah, it's predictive programming. And what it is a repetition of certain themes in which would change culture, certain ideas. As Bush Sr. said, the big idea, that's a Masonic term. First you bring an idea out of a possibility into the public's mind through fiction because the censor part of your brain is down when you think you're being entertained.
That's why Bush Sr. says the New World Order, it's a big idea.
That's right, a BB, to be or not to be, the Masonic way. So you find that they'll show you certain possibilities, science fiction, for instance, and the possibilities of where we could go with science and science fiction, wrap it up in intense stories which captivate us. And we're really being downloaded with the possible idea of something to come. And then when it actually is presented eventually down the road, we think it's quite normal. We've already been programmed to accept this particular way of going. Now, Lenin himself said there are 1,000 ways that society could go, but the public must never be allowed to know that. In other words, they're being steered along a certain direction, and it's done through predictive programming and primarily drama.
Well, here's an example. Let's take Star Trek, 1968. From the first episode, the symbol of the World Federation is the United Nations flag, with a star field behind it. See, right there, we're going to have a global government.
Yeah. And also the Federation in the later movies had basically the same oak leaves around in the shape of the United Nations and the grid on the wall of the United Nations. And there's 33 parts to that grid, by the way, for the 33 degrees of lower masonry. So, and Gene Roddenberry's name even is occultic because it's the gene of the red berry. You know, they always go back to Eve breaking the rules and getting knowledge. Knowledge is the thing that they put on the altar above all else.
The symbol of Apple computers is an apple with a bite out of it.
That's right, and a Macintosh is the best red apple you can get. So everything is tied in, and it's put right in front of your face, but you never really sit and think about it. Or if you do, you say, "By what a coincidence." And there are no coincidences in this system.
Well, Alan Watts, stay there. Second hour starts in 70 seconds. I want to get into H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley, and many others, and then talk about where these globalists are going, what life will be like under them.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.